latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. City without the ban Fernandinho for Tuesday's final Champions League Group C clash with Celtic at the Etihad. Midfielders awaiting a three-match domestic suspension sent off for two bookings in the game with Borussia Mönchengladbach a fortnight ago. Striker Sergio Aguero could play, for he serves a four-match domestic ban before Raheem Sterling's doubtful with a knee injury. Captain Vincent Kompany still out with his own ongoing knee problem. Midfielder Fabian Delph could return after a groin injury. Goalkeeper Willy Caballero set to feature as City make a number of changes for what is effectively a dead rubber. City can only finish a second in the group behind Barcelona and will not be seeded for the last 16, so they'll face potentially a tougher group-winning opponent. But Pep Guardiola is not worried about that. He doesn't think it'll be a disadvantage as he looks to win the Champions League for a third time as manager. He said, "I would prefer to finish first. I don't know why, but I prefer it more the club because you've won more games. But from my experience in the Champions League, it's how you are playing in February." Well, Pep Guardiola had kind words for Moussa Dembele ahead of his side going up against his Celtic team on Tuesday. The two sides clash in the final Champions League fixture. The 20-year-old Dembele's caught the eye of scouts across Europe, scoring 17 goals for Celtic this season. Guardiola refused to rule out a possible approach. He said, "If you read the newspapers in the last 6 months, I've been linked with 126 players to buy them. Dembele's another. Every week I have contact for the next season to change players, but the quality in Dembele is there. He is an exceptional player." Joe Hart, he's looking for an update on his City situation when he returns to England for a brief Christmas break. The England goalkeeper will visit City and will meet up with director of football Tixie Bergerstein. He accepts his career under Pep Guardiola's over. Sources close to his camp have stated he remains in the dark about what City's next move could be. He's still open to the idea of staying with Torino, who he joined on loan in August, but City will want £15 million for that deal to go through. Tottenham have also been linked with the player as question marks hang over their current number one, Hugo Lloris. And City have also been drawn to face West Ham in the FA Cup third round. The tie will take place at the London Stadium on the weekend of the 6th to the 9th of January.